97.5 The Fanatic.
Let the party begin!
The show starts now.
And welcome aboard Tuesday edition of the John Kincaid Show here on The Fanatic. Bradford White Water Heaters are here for the pro, and Bradford White gives you the 6 a.m. hour of the show. We appreciate them getting up early with us. By the way, we could have a visitor joining us late in the show on Friday in Las Vegas. Brent Musburger may wander on over and join us on Friday at the Mandalay Bay.
The granddaddy of them all.
He's up early.
That doesn't shock me.
Is that noise again? Why is it always at the beginning of the show?
It's you, Bob.
At the beginning of the show, it's always that little annoying little...
That's cool. I love Brent.
Yeah, Brent may wander over. I'm like, well, what time do you get up, Brent? Brent gets up like really early.
I was going to say, he's probably like
80.
A 5, 5.30 a.m. guy.
He's close to 80.
I can see him having a set routine.
I'll tell you this.
Burnt toast and a cup of black coffee.
And he still works out.
Yeah.
He still works out, still goes to the gym, still takes care of business. So getting up early with us. Thanks, Brad, for White Water Heaters. They're here for the pro. I think the Planet Hollywood.
82.
I think they may actually have Bradford White Water Heaters just because there's going to be great hot water. So everybody will have that to look forward to while we're out there. Today's the day. We're finally going to get some answers. Even though the answers may leave us with even more questions.
That's not true!
Is this the day that Ben Simmons finally owns up to his personal smear campaigns and begs forgiveness of the fan base? Is Ben Simmons going to play the victim today? Will Ben Simmons go on the offensive and make it clear that he still wants out? I want us to all go on the record because I don't believe any of us knows what's going to come out of his mouth today. But I guarantee you, every single one of you has theories also. Which one of us can come up with the closest message to what Ben will deliver today? That's where we begin. If you want to join us on the phones too early on in the show and share a thought or two, if Connor thinks you're worthy, we're getting you on at 610-632-0975. That's where we begin the John Kincaid Show. Connor's answering your calls. Mike's directing on Twitch.tv and YouTube. You know you got Bob. You know you got Jamie. You know you have Pat Egan. And the coach, Eric Camille, who got a new Pez dispenser.
The excitement is palpable.
It is. That way when the feds knock down the doors, finally one day, and check the location, they'll be able to see the locked cabinet.
It's nice. I don't have this one.
And thank what did you get? Egan. What'd you get?
It's from Lynn Villa.
Yeah, Lynn Villa.
Yes. Yeah. Lynn Villa.
Okay.
Yeah, you're good.
How do you spell it?
Go on. I got you.
It's spelled L-I-N-V-I-L-L-A.
It is.
That sounds Lynn Villa to me.
It is. Go on.
It's an emoji, Pez. Which is really nice.
Is it the poop emoji?
No. It looks looks like a little crystal ball with a party horn.
Yeah, it's like the party, like yay.
Yeah.
Yay.
That's nice. That's my reaction every time I get to work with you guys. Yay.
Yay.
Thanks, Pat Egan.
When the key card works, Pat, that should be a yay moment.
I throw that emoji out there.
Throw it on out there. All right, Bob, I'm gonna start with I believe today. That Ben Simmons is going to tell us absolutely nothing. I don't believe he's going to take responsibility for his actions. I don't think he's going to tell us he wants to stay. I don't think he's going to tell us he wants to go. I believe his strategy is going to be bunker mentality. I'm focused on getting ready for the opener and doing what I can to help this, whatever coach asked me to do. That's what I'm focused on one day at a time. And I believe he will deflect every single question away that has anything to do with what he's done in the past or what he's going to do in the future. I think he's going to take the coward's way out.
I'll go even a step further. I'll say that he comes out and puts the onus on the Sixers. I'm here. It's up to them to decide how to use me or what they want me to do because of that farce of what yesterday was, which was an absolute joke. To try to even fool anybody with that crap, I'm not kidding you. I can't believe how pissed off I was watching that yesterday. Ridiculous. To grab a guy out of the locker room and say, media's coming in. You need to step in here, all right? Okay. Who's he going up against? Ollie from Hoosiers out there? What the hell was that? Cell phone in your pocket? That was ridiculous.
It was his practice
Don't
jersey.
Insult my intelligence as a media member by grabbing a guy out. And I'm not blaming the Sixers organization because this is where they've been put that they have to be right now. They grabbed him out of the locker room and said, it's time. He went out, really? A cut-off hoodie? Not an ounce of sweat on him at the end of practice? With a pair of sweatpants tucked inside his socks? Get the hell out of here. Like, that was embarrassing what they did yesterday.
Well, then why don't you
for
blame
media members to be, because they have to do that because Ben's, they have to give a reason for Ben Simmons being paid because he's here and all that crap. This is so stupid. And to think you're fooling anyone is just ridiculous. You know what? If I was, I can't believe Doc Rivers isn't just like, you know what, dude? Get out of my face. Just get out of my face. I don't want you here. The crap that he pulled yesterday. You got little Ollie dribbling down the lane at 5'3". I don't even know who the hell was on the court with this team. And Simmons reaches out with one hand, watches him go by, phone in his pocket. I mean, give me a break. That was so embarrassing what they tried to pull off to say that, oh, yeah, he rejoined practice. Bull. That's such
crap. Then you are blaming the Sixers.
Well, because they
should be blaming the Knicks. If you feel like this, you should be blaming the Sixers.
They have to do this because they have to show that he's with the team and that he's doing something because you have to keep his value up and you can't just kick him off the team because ownership doesn't want to throw him away and pay him for doing nothing. He's put them in this position where their hands are tied. He'll come to the press conference today. This is me just speculating. He won't take questions. He'll make a statement. He'll put the onus on the Sixers and he'll walk away, I bet.
So no questions.
So then the reporter's going to be like, what the hell? That's not media availability. And they'll be right, and which I had to do in the past. They'll call the league and say, this is wrong. We were wronged. And they'll be right in saying it. But he'll do that once and he'll get in trouble and the Sixers will get in trouble. But they're looking to get rid of him anyway, so it won't matter. This talk of him might be available for tomorrow. We're not sure if he's available. He was sitting in, I guarantee, with sandals on in the back before they said, all right, media's coming in 5 minutes. You need to get on the court and act like you're doing something.
I think Bob's a little fired up, Jamie.
Yeah, just a bit.
Okay, we have two different answers. I say he takes questions. Bob says he doesn't do anything. He just makes a statement and walks off.
I think he's trying to make this as uncomfortable as possible. I think that's their objective now. So now I don't feel strongly one way or the other. I've kind of batted this around in my head of what he's going to do. But I think he wants to make it uncomfortable, so I do think he's going to put it on the team.
You do think he's going to answer some questions, or do you think he's just going to make a statement?
I think Bob's right in that he's not going to take a lot of questions. I think he's going to stonewall a lot, but I think he's going to make a statement that lets it be known it's uncomfortable. And how that's phrased, how that's worded, I'm not exactly sure, but he's not going to take responsibility. I know that. He hasn't shown anything in his past that would allude to that. I think he's trying to make this as uncomfortable as possible.
Pat, we are of sort of similar. Those two are sort of similar belief.
Yeah.
Different than mine. Where do you fall?
Yeah, you're on an island.
Same way?
He's not going to answer anything. I feel bad for all the media members who are going to waste their time and they're going to set up. And it's kind of like the lottery. You have that dream of maybe you'll win. And the media members heading down there will have that dream of maybe he'll say something.
That's going to get on SportsCenter.
Yeah, he's not going to say anything. He's not going to word anything.
So there'll be a statement and then he walks off?
I don't think there'll be necessarily a statement that he walks off, but he will give quick one-word answers and they won't be telling.
Well, then that's what I said.
Yeah, I think...
Then you are with me.
No, I'm still with them.
No, you're not.
No,
you're
with
me. He's going to answer questions.
No, I'm with Bob.
And he's not going to say anything.
I don't want to be with you.
Well, you are.
I think he's going to take like two, three questions max and then just kind of
I think he's going to do that. But I don't think it's going to be a walk-off.
But
like, I don't think it's going to be an I'm pissed off. I'm not. I think it's going to be the I'm giving you nothing. I'll go through the motions here. You can ask me seven questions.
I'm telling
you nothing. Because I think he's a condescending.
Well, he doesn't speak much in good times.
No. But I think his condescension towards people that he believes are below him, which is pretty much
everyone.
I think he's going to show today. I think he will come out looking like an a-hole.
And I think that's what they want.
You think it's what the Sixers want?
No. Well, no.
They don't want this.
They don't want
Clutch
that.
Clutch can't want him to look like an a-hole.
They want him to play at least through December. I think that Simmons and his camp let's ratchet up the awfulness.
He
lean into being the heel.
He is so far away from playing. He didn't practice yesterday. For all what they can say, like, oh, he was at practice on... What's yesterday?
Sunday.
Monday.
No, he was in practice on Sunday.
And he practiced yesterday. Do you guys really think he practiced yesterday?
No. I mean, not by the looks of how he was
ridiculous. Not an ounce of sweat. A cutoff hoodie.
He's not practicing in a cutoff hoodie.
Everybody else has shorts on. There is some requirements to what you look like at practice. No practice jersey with his name on it, number on it, anything like that. When everybody else, when you play, you go red and blue. Been to enough practices. White and blue, white and red, whatever it may be. You have practice jerseys. That's how you differentiate who's on what team.
So the Sixers are to blame here.
No, I feel bad for the Sixers. They had to throw him in yesterday.
Why?
Because they're paying him.
But if he's going to half-ass it and not participate, then say, if you're not going to come to be professional.
Well, part of me is also, okay, this guy wants to be an ass like this? Let's throw him out. You think they knew also, like, all right, let's throw him out here. The media is not dumb enough to think he really participated.
They said it on the newsletter. No, they are.
They are. But they're saying all this, I think, and now this is, you know, conspiracy theory. It's all tongue. I think it hurts Doc Rivers to say, yeah, we need him. And yeah, the chemistry will get better. And I haven't noticed anything. I think it hurts him. You think a competitive guy like a Doc Rivers, who was an NBA player for years, who's been an NBA coach for years, doesn't look at Ben Simmons and go, what the hell is your problem?
I blame the Sixers and I blame Doc.
No, I think they put him in a bad place and I think they're trying to make him look foolish. I almost feel bad for the Sixers that they have to deal with this crap. I really do.
Then take a stand in life, as the Sixers. Take a freaking stand.
But what's
don't cater to this.
They are taking a stand.
No, they're going through charades. They're doing through charades for the media.
Well, yeah, but they didn't have many options. One of their only options was this. Make him make it uncomfortable.
You could also make
him look like the ass, because he's going to come out looking like the ass.
Okay, watching the new, by the way, the Malika Andrews version of, which they've just renamed
the Jump.
Your new
favorite show, The Jump.
They've renamed The Jump. They could have kept him off the court and fined him. Said, if you're not here to practice, we're fining you. You are in violation of your contract. You're here, but you're not participating. We could fine him.
I don't know what the rules are, but if he's there.
And he's not participating.
He's not
injured. And he's just refusing to be a part of regular activities. They could fine him. If he was saying, I'm not putting on a practice jersey.
I don't think they
want
him on the court.
I'm not going through that.
Yeah, he's not playing.
I don't think they want him out there. Like, the disgust
this
you
is
could...
This is such a mess.
Oh, it's a disaster. The disgust you could see in, like, Tobias's face and Doc's face when asked about him the other day. I saw a tweet that cracked me up. It was like, they're talking about Ben like I talk about the new coffee pot at the office. Like, it was just like, yeah, it happened. He's here. It's great.
Get the Parx Sportsbook app. It's got a great offer for you now. New customers sign up and get your first bet risk-free. Visit parxcasino.com/PA. Use the promo code Fanatic. You got to be 21 and in Pennsylvania. If you got a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER. Spanky in Cobb's Creek. Spanks, what's up this morning, buddy?
Hey, man, let me tell you something. This dude is going to go down as the most hated guy in Philly's history. I can't stand this dude, man. I hate him. I don't know why they just didn't get rid of this dude in the summer. At this point, I just don't want him here no more, man.
The market's, Spank, the market's not there for him.
Yeah, but all right,
you want to put him at the corner for goodwill to pick up?
No, I just say this, man. I remember I talked to y'all a couple weeks ago, and I said that the aura was going to be bad when this dude come. And he came. First, we thought he was going to stay out there in L.A., then he came. It's not good, man. It'd be a different story if he was a superstar. This dude, I just don't understand how Ben Simmons.
He's an all-star. I got you, but he's an all-star. As much as we all wanted to ride him, he's an all-star. I mean,
yeah, he is an all-star. And look, playing him. We had this discussion before about Ben Simmons taking the court. Could it help his case or help the Sixers' case as far as his value goes? Do you think there's any way, shape, or form you're going to get a good Ben Simmons on the court for the Philadelphia 76ers
No.
this year?
No.
This guy doesn't want... It's not just he wants out of here. He doesn't even want to be around those guys. I mean, you saw it yesterday. They get done practice. You and I talked about this earlier, John. I think he stood there with a ball just dribbled while they put their hands in and then walked off the floor. And while they're running a drill, he's standing by himself. Nobody's talking to him.
That's clear. I mean, that part's going to be...
A distraction that this guy is here. There is no way in my heart and soul that Doc Rivers is sitting there and accepting any of this. I'm telling you, if I'm Doc Rivers and I'm going behind closed doors, I'm breaking. I am pissed that I have to put up with this crap. Because you know what? Guess what? The Sixers open tomorrow night. Does anybody even know that?
No.
Because it caught me by surprise when I heard a commercial on the way in today saying, Sixers open tomorrow night. And I was like, oh my God, that's right. Their season opens tomorrow and they got to put up with this crap.
I'm surprised they're going through with the charade. I got to tell you, I'm disappointed. Then I'm disappointed in Doc Rivers. I'm disappointed in the Sixers.
But what's the other option?
He has to play the game.
What are you playing the game for?
Well, what are you going to do? Like,
what are you playing the game for? What's the end game then?
Because you're making him look like an ass and I don't mind it at all.
I think you're getting drugged down into the mud with him.
I'm pretty level-headed.
That's what they want.
No, that's what the Sixers are doing.
That's what
they're getting
wants.
Drugged down into the mud with Ben Simmons instead of taking a stand and saying no. You know, Ben Simmons is Doc Rivers on a microphone. Ben Simmons did not show up to work. Ben Simmons is not in the right mindset to play. Ben Simmons is not being a professional.
Yeah, but then if I'm Ben Simmons, I go to the league union or the players union
say what?
And say I'm at the facility. I'm willing
but you're not
to practice.
Ready. You're not obviously
that's
you
your
weren't.
Opinion. If I'm Ben in my camp, I go, hey union,
then,
I'm at then, the facility
no,
ready
then
to practice.
Then he'd have a practice jersey on.
Well, that's up to that's the team's decision. That's what tells you they don't want him on that court. They don't.
Then take ownership of your action and say,
but
we
they
don't
have
want
an option.
The
they're hogtied on this.
He's there. I'm telling you, there's probably these stipulations that are so fine-lined. He's there. So he can say, I'm here. You can't find me. I'm here.
They're telling me not to practice. I'm here and willing to practice. That's what he tells the union. The union goes to the league, and then it's a whole kerfuffle. So
kerfuffle.
Yeah, the Sixers have no options.
So they tell him, you stay in the back. We'll call you when we need you. And if you don't come out when we call you when we need you, then we're going to tell them you're not practicing. You're going to get fined. So he says, fine. So then they say, all right, 5 minutes before the media comes out because we want to, maybe in the back of their minds, make him look bad. We'll throw him out there with a phone in his pocket and his pants tucked into his socks.
I got to tell you, I think this makes the Sixers look terrible.
Do you have no professionalism about you that you're just going to go out there with a phone in your pocket and your pants tucked into your socks and try to fool anybody to think that you're actually out there practicing?
It's a big fashion faux pas.
It is a bad fashion faux pas. I'm not sure Connor's. I think Connor stopped doing that around April, but he's not. He's not doing it.
There's
now.
Some debate as if it's a phone or not.
It's
some
his towel. I think it was a towel.
It's an electronic
said
device.
It might be his practice jersey. I thought it was.
I think it's a piece of fabric.
It looked like an illuminated screen.
I think it's a piece of clothing.
Not a phone, but something.
Hey,
it's a Nintendo Switch.
Hey, with NJ Diet, you're going to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days, and it's contractually guaranteed. No shots, no hormones, no surgery. Visit NJDiet.com. Mike in Delaware joins us on the Fanatic. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Let's be honest. The only reason this guy came back here is he didn't want to lose $340,000 a day.
Sure.
He doesn't want to be here, but he doesn't want to lose money at the same time. So
do you want the Sixers to go through a charade, or what do you want to do?
Well, I was just telling you, producer, I hate to say this, and I hate to admit this, but like let him play during the season, early in the season. Let his trade value go up, and then let's get him out of here.
Mike, how's his trade value going up? I'm not arguing with you, but there's no way his trade value is going up.
Because he's a regular season basketball player.
He is.
But everybody knows that already. There's not GMs around the league that need to see 20 more games of Ben Simmons to be convinced of anything.
All right, I agree with that, but like I'm saying, like that's our best option, I think, is what I'm trying to say.
I tell you the truth, as a Sixers watcher and seeing how this has played out, I don't want that guy anywhere near the court for the 76ers. I really don't. I just don't. I don't know what you can get for him, and I hear you talk about value and all that stuff. He's going to hurt this team more than anything if he gets near that floor.
So a media member says to me yesterday from out of town, says, boy, the Simmons situation, everything. And he goes, I know the Sixers got to pull off this charade, but none of the players do. Why won't the players speak up if somebody's being an a-hole? Why are they playing the game? Why would they play the game? And this guy's like, why are the Sixers players accepting this behavior? He said there was an era of the NBA where somebody would have called him out. Somebody would be telling the people how it really was going on. This is a different day. These guys are somehow being sucked into playing the game of Ben Simmons.
Well, there's only maybe three or four guys on the whole roster that would take that responsibility on. It's Joel Embiid, Tobias Harris, Maybe a Seth Curry.
Correct.
Maybe, you know, a Danny Green.
Yes, those guys right there.
And those are about the four.
But where is it? Where's your voice?
They're going to.
Because, you think so?
Because Ben's going to make it so uncomfortable that it's one against 14, and those 14 are going to fight back.
Well, they'll be behind a mic today.
When you have...
It won't happen yet.
Yeah, and they probably won't today. When you have, like, an eight-year span of a job that you get paid really, really well for, and 8 years is a lot.
Sure.
You know... You kind of watch your P's and Q's, so you don't piss off other agents, you don't piss off other players. They are still a little bit of a group, and they'll ride that until they have to.
Derek in Merchantville joins us on the Fanatic. Derek, good morning.
John, you keep saying it, John. In the end, this is not the Ben Simmons Sixers. This is the Philadelphia Sixers.
Correct.
They're an organization. They have a responsibility to present themselves like a reputable organization. We keep saying what we think. Honestly, those other GMs around the league, they're snickering and saying, we're going to get them on pennies on the dollar.
Correct, because this isn't, they're not handling this like a responsible organization. They're handling this like they're being pushed around, like they're being led around by the nose by Ben Simmons. They're not taking a stand.
Of Daryl Morey and moving him and getting assets. People saying they're disappointed in Doc Rivers. As soon as you say you're disappointed in Doc Rivers, you're disappointed in the front office.
Yes, I'm interested in the whole organization.
This goes back to players eating chicken sandwiches on the floor, going and asking Markel Fultz, we want you to play in the summer league. He says no, and now you got a child just making you look bad and know, like, real fast. They said, well, which one of these players in the locker room is going to say something? None of them are championship caliber. They're all conducting themselves like second-round exit guys. Where's Kevin Durant standing up at?
Yeah, I mean, Derek, I get the energy. I get your energy.
Durant and Harden have said nothing about Kyrie. You know what I mean? Like,
Durant did say a little something.
Yes, he
last
did.
Week,
and Harden
something.
Said, "I haven't even spoken to Kyrie yet."
Ooh,
and
that's nothing.
No, but he's saying he's not communicating with me.
He's not in the gym working with us. Best. So he's out of my
mind.
But
they're letting it be known that they're not happy.
Not really. I haven't talked to him.
Yes, they are. He goes there.
I haven't talked to him.
"You're asking me about Kyrie. I haven't spoken to him."
Okay.
"He hasn't spoken
to
me
really
once."
Torched earth.
But
I mean, that guy's costing them a champion.
Scorched. It's not the same situation either.
Joel Embiid has come out and said stuff. Like that first week of camp, he said some stuff.
Look, the child in me wants them to torture. I shouldn't say torture.
No, he's torturing the organization.
In me wants them to make Ben Simmons look bad a little bit. I'm going to be honest. I wouldn't surprise me if the organization isn't saying.
I think it makes
you
look bad when you get pulled into the crap of childish, immature people, and you respond by their behaviors. You're mirroring their behaviors.
All they're doing is paying them. So
yeah, but you're also going through charades like yesterday.
I think
it makes the organization look like, and they were being mocked last night about that.
I think Daryl Morey
has been
stubborn to a fault because this started in Chicago.
If you want to chime in more, you can. 610-632-0975. Strange line on the Eagles and the Raiders, too, we'll get to. It's a really strange line. We had a suspicious line last week, and then it played out. We'll get to it next. John Kincaid Show here on The Fanatic. When you own a home, you need a stable of trusted service providers. Well, the new Kincaid household has one. H&H Heating and Air Conditioning. I love the fact that I'm doing business with a family company. I can tell you Joe Hoke and his brothers are absolutely awesome. And they do a great job, and they've been doing it since 1985. And they're going to service people in Philadelphia, all the surrounding counties. They're going to take care of you in South Jersey and Delaware, too. H&H Heating and Air Conditioning at DelcoHVAC.com wants your furnace to be ready for the challenge of an ice-cold winter ahead. Here's what you do. You go online to DelcoHVAC.com. You schedule a furnace tune-up. It's going to be $69 for a furnace tune-up. So you're going to know your furnace is in tip-top shape, ready for the winter ahead. And while you've got H&H at your house, they'll perform a routine carbon monoxide test so you can sleep soundly knowing that your family is protected. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, emergency service, always someone at the other end of the line on the phone. H&H will deliver fast, friendly, local service to you in all of those areas. Visit DelcoHVAC.com. Schedule the furnace tune-up for $69. A little money now saves you heartache in the future. H&H is going to take care of you like they take care of the Kincaids. Tell them we sent you.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
John Kincaid Show on The Fanatic. 8 o'clock hours brought to you by Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers. Visit PAWorkInjury.com. Do not forget that the Ben Simmons press conference is going to come your way around 11:30 during the Cuz Radio. And then Anthony Gargano will lose his freaking mind right around 11:45.
If you better your piety up your ass.
If you just want to hear the first reaction being from a very reasonable, calm Anthony Gargano today, I'll tell you there is nothing. There is nothing that could make me miss this later on today.
So what time were you expecting this?
11:30.
11:30.
My God, I was looking.
This is not a hard 11:30.
He is going to go. He's going to lose. You know it better than anybody. You speak cuz better than anybody.
Yeah, he's going to be miserable.
I'm sorry. I don't know about
he's going to lose his mind.
What do I know?
I can't wait. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going
to
be
I absolutely cannot wait to hear the reaction. I want to hear from cuz afterwards as much as I want to hear from Ben.
Yeah. This is going to be wild. I don't know what. Nothing good can come of this. Can it? I mean, what's he going to do? Come out and say, hey, I'm here. I want to be with my teammates. I want to play.
What if he said,
I have to get myself
really
back into shape?
I could have handled this much better.
But his actions yesterday show that he hasn't turned that corner at all.
Okay, I have to ask you about the picture that made social media. There's nobody behind the circle taking pictures. And everybody who is observing it, I have not seen a picture or video that shows me that Ben Simmons did not throw his hand in.
He didn't.
Yet people are saying he didn't.
Well,
who is saying that he didn't? Because no one can show me where he didn't. Because you can't see it.
Well, not everybody took video.
Or still pictures. But there was nobody behind them.
Right. So what would happen was if I was taking that video and I looked at it and I said, well, this doesn't really show it. Hey, guys, standing over there, was he in on the circle? And they say, no, he was standing behind. And if you watch it, you can hear the basketball dribbling as they put, he was the one dribbling the ball. As they put their hands in, you can still hear the basketball dribbling.
See, this is like the Zapruder film with you.
Yeah, I don't think he put his hands in.
So you don't think he did?
No, and then he throws the ball over his head at a basket, throws the ball over his head, and walks off. I'm telling you as a teammate, guys, I'm sorry. I couldn't stand this. I'm not playing Joe Tough Guy here. I can't stand when a teammate turns his back on you. I don't know how one of these guys doesn't go after him.
I was talking to Devon last night because he was at the practice facility, and I asked him about that. And he goes, you know, I didn't really notice it, but Ben has also never been that guy. He's never been the rah-rah guy. He's like, wasn't out of character. That's what I said. I was like, well, that's even more concerning.
Shocking.
But it's not out of character for him to not do that. So Devon's take on it was,
just don't read too much into it.
Yeah, don't read too much into it. But
he's just the same, you know, J.O.
Yeah, exactly.
He's been.
Oh, cool.
I mean, he just doesn't seem like a team guy.
By the way, did you guys see the group of fans that was outside ready to boo him yesterday at the practice facility?
Amazing.
Keith Pompey tweeted it out.
How did he get through the crowd? Jason Dumas probably reporting.
That one guy who was a fan and wanted an autograph and
by the way, another,
show him support.
I had another DM exchange with him.
Oh, did you?
After I put out the other night that when I guess Crossing Broad showed all the bikers the other day.
Yeah.
And that they were all racing to go boo Ben Simmons, the groups.
Says he's from Philly, but he's actually from Haverford.
I said Jason Dumas' reporting has been reported. So
okay, cool.
There you go. He says he owns a house in one of the most expensive cities in the country.
Good for him.
So I should really understand. Because he was coming at me again. I said, I don't know who you are. I don't know who you are. He didn't say Google me, though. So
I mean, nobody in Philadelphia knew who he was until
there you go.
Being Rich Paul's mouthpiece.
Still don't know who he is.
Why not make Ben Simmons face the music by dressing him up for the home opener on Friday, if there's the case that they don't want to play him? If he's back, let him be back. Why would the Sixers protect him from the wrath of the fans? They don't owe him a safe shelter. They're trying to win games. No one can convince me that whoever is in the lineup ahead of him is better than having him in the lineup. So I want to know what the plan is. Bob, you're running the organization.
But
it's the home opener on Friday night.
Is that what you want?
Yeah,
what,
I want to see. I want to see the fans
well,
have
then
a chance
that goes
to.
Against what you said
no,
earlier.
No,
that's being petty.
No, at the introduction, you say whatever you want to say about Ben Simmons, but there's no way the Sixers are a better team without him until they replace him in trade value. There's no way whoever replaces him in the lineup is not a better player than Ben Simmons. So to me, what do you, like if they don't play him, then you're not trying to win.
Well, you can't play him. He hasn't practiced with the team. You don't know what kind of shape he's in.
Now, they tell us that he has twice.
He has not.
I understand. I think you're correct.
Yeah, he has not. And even if he had two practices, he's not ready to play. I mean, I was around a lot of regimes and other regimes that I talked to around the league. A guy doesn't come in and practice 2 days training camp and you throw him out there for first game.
Is it because of a fear of injury or is it because
he's not ready? Yeah, he's not ready, John. I don't think he's in shape enough to play. Although he's been with this team for a few years, you don't just step into the second year of a head coach and say, oh, schematically, I know exactly what we're doing. Like, no way. You saw what a farce that was yesterday. That was ridiculous.
It looked weird. The whole thing looked weird.
That looked like me or my old high school grabbing me out of the stands and say, yo, Kuhn, do me a favor. We're playing a 2-3 zone here. You set up top and show the guys where you're supposed to stand when the ball swings in this. They had the little guy from Hoosiers that made the underhanded foul shot on the court yesterday when Ben Simmons was out there. That was a total farce.
Put some respect on Ollie's name.
I mean, it was just
Bob's
so
just
stupid.
Dismissive of Ollie.
I loved Ollie, though. He made some great
The basket's still 10 feet.
It is, and Ollie put him in like nobody's business. I know the feeling. I hit two foul shots with no time to win a game, too, so I know how Ollie felt. But that's not the point here. That yesterday, that really did piss me off. And him going through the motions, and you see one time Ollie goes to dribble through the lane, and he's like, puts his hand out like, yeah, I'm going to guard him. Something sticking out of his pocket. Sweatpants tucked into his socks. That guy was there as much to play basketball as we came here today, you know, to get in a joust. It was just freaking ridiculous.
Medieval times, or
well, we can do that when we're at Excalibur or whatever in Las Vegas, where I spent my honeymoon many years ago. But it's just that was so appalling to me, and I got to give somebody credit. I don't know who it was that said, Bob, you know what? You respect the game. That's why it pisses you off so much. I guess it is. And you know what? I also respect coworkers and teammates and friends and coaches enough to never turn my back on them like that. This guy has no problem doing it. And as I said earlier, I can't believe a teammate, and maybe they have confronted him somewhere, but man, I would have a hard, hard time not confronting him. I swear to God.
What should they do Friday night, Jamie?
I don't think he's ready to play yet. So I think they're going to start him out on the road. It's a little safer spot.
Why would they care? Though, why would they care about that?
They don't really. I mean, but if you heard Doc's comments yesterday, he's like, yeah, we've been in here installing our new system for 3 weeks. He hasn't been. They don't want him. Like, the players, you can tell the way he's standing there with that glazed over look on his face and the way the rest of the team is interacting with each other and there's camaraderie. They don't want him there. And now Clutch and Ben are going to make this as uncomfortable as possible to force their hand. This is the way it goes. It's just, it's so disrespectful to a Furkan, a Joel, and a Tobias that have been through the battles with him for, you know, 4 and 5 years. For them to just, Ben's basically saying, I'm more important than you guys, so I'm going to cost you a chance at winning by weakening this organization. It's so incredibly, forget the fans, forget Daryl Morey, forget ownership. What he's doing to his teammates is messed up.
It's so awkward. And you can see it, as Jamie just alluded to, you know, in the pictures and stuff. It's painfully awkward that I wonder if he does end up playing, how many games before they just shut it down? Before they go, you know, this isn't even worth it. He's, you know, this T.O. in 2005, distraction, conduct, detrimental to the team.
Well,
go
the
home,
thing is,
we'll
they can do
out.
That.
Because, yeah. They,
that is
yeah,
an option to them.
I don't think he's going to be terrible when he comes back, but if he's such a
conduct detrimental to the team is
a
thing.
Yeah, but you're cutting off your nose in spite of your face. Like, at this point, you have
how?
To get... Because if you're benching him, nobody's going to trade for
if
him.
If his market value, Bob, can't be changed...
Not nobody,
if his market
you know
value
I mean.
Can't be changed, We've established that, right? Every GM knows exactly who he is. And I think you make a great point on that, is that they know what he is. His market value is not changing.
No.
So, go get what does contract conduct detrimental to the team? Why is that not your strategy? Why do you not stand up for yourself if you're the Sixers?
I think they're probably trying to figure out a way exactly how. Look, it's really dicey. There's so many different rules that are in place with the NBA Players Association going against the league and all of those things. I don't know exactly what the guidelines are as far as conduct detrimental to the team. Look, the clear-cut line is if he's there and making himself available to practice, you have to pay him. If you say go away, you're detrimental to the team, and you're still paying him, I don't know, as an organization, I'm kind of feeling like, okay, well, he got his way. And I don't want him to get his way. So I'm kind
of
like...
Is he more of a distraction playing that game, though, than sending him away?
Maybe, but maybe you also... Maybe it tightens your team up a little bit where you pull him in all together and he's not there and he's doing his own thing and you say, look, guys, this is us. It's all us. We'll get what we can on the business aspect for Ben Simmons, but he doesn't want to be around you. He doesn't want to be around me if I'm Doc Rivers speaking or Daryl Morey. He doesn't want Philadelphia. So, okay, we'll get what we can for him. We'll make the best business decision that we can. He's put us in a horrible place that everybody knows. But screw it. It's us against the world now.
I can't wait to see. This press conference is going to be fantastic today. You're not going to want to miss it around 11:30. And you don't want to just don't miss any of Cuz Radio. Don't miss any of it. So that way you're there and you hear it all. Stream all day long on the app. So you got your app up and you take that out of your car with you today and you make sure you got that going. Because you don't know. He could step up at 11:20. He could step up at 11:30, 11:15, whatever. So make sure you're listening all morning long.
I think he'll want to get it over with.
Yes. Yeah.
So I think
he's going to want to make people wait and suffer.
Well, I guess he's got to be on the flight.
He has to be on the flight.
Unless they rule him out indefinitely, then he can stay back saying, you know,
I would imagine I would imagine he's not going to be on the flight.
Why
would you bring that on the road with you?
Here's another guideline that I don't know. If he's on the active roster, if he's has to be 15,
on. Does he have to be on the road?
Yes. Unless it's an excused absence for something.
Well, they can excuse him for diarrhea of the mouth.
I was hearing all these explanations yesterday about how the Sixers could handle it. With the new, by the way, they just renamed The Jump. It's now called something else. NBA Today.
Your favorite show.
It's not as...
You love The Jump.
Malika, she'll grow into the job. She'll grow into it.
She's got big shoes to fill with Brian Windhorst leaving.
Well, those are some big shoes. With NJ Diet, you're going to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds. What a segue. In only 40 days, contractually guaranteed. No shots, no hormones, no surgery. Visit njdiet.com. They could make that ctdiet.com, too, if they wanted to have a branch in Connecticut. They could do that, too. Hey, in the linchpin, Jamie says, don't support an organization over a player.
This is the linchpin.
No, I'm saying it's rare to support an organization over the player.
I mean, strange.
Think about the famous divorces we've had in Philadelphia here.
Okay.
T.O., Reggie White, Brian Dawkins, Eric Lindros. Those are the big four or five, I would say.
Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
I would never, by the way, it's blasphemy, but I never would have paid Brian Dawkins that contract.
Allen Iverson.
And I love Dawkins.
And he played well for two more years, and it cost you. I mean, you didn't have any safeties. Whatever.
You know, Shark Barksdale. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Most instances, you support the player.
Yes.
Almost 100% of the time.
Almost.
We're now in a situation where the team is getting supported ahead of the player because the player is so off-putting. It's kind of amazing when you think about it.
It's a great point.
Ben Simmons has a chance, even if he never plays again for the Sixers, to be a top, 12, 14 Sixer of all time? Like, we're talking about, you know, a top 15 player in the organization's history. And nobody's supporting him. Nobody.
Yeah.
It's all on the Sixers. Now, you can say they've handled it wrong and maybe, you know, let the baby get swaddled for too long and now he's pooping everywhere. But I'm in baby mode. Sorry. It just made sense to me.
You're always in baby mode. Go ahead.
It's really rare for an organization to get the blind support of a fan base in this type of situation because it boils down to, you said it earlier, we were asking what would be the first question you'd ask Ben today? I would ask him how he feels turning his back on his teammates. Bob's was even better. He said, why do you want out? Because there's I still haven't heard a good answer.
Because there isn't talk.
Well, because there isn't a good answer. Other than he's being a baby and he's trying to force his way. The Sixers have blind support for the fan base, and I'm amazed by it.
I honestly, I think the Sixers have handled this like horribly. Horribly. The Sixers is so weird. They don't have my support.
Ben Simmons is more powerful than the front office.
They've handled this so cartoonishly. It's bad.
I like it. I like the way they handled it.
I think that they screwed
up. They created the monster that created this whole mess.
But the NBA
the organization.
No,
whoa.
No?
I thought you said they pandered to him since day one.
They did.
They created the monster.
They pandered Joel Embiid, too. He hasn't taken this way.
No, Joel
this
turned
is all
his...
Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons all of a sudden turned, and I don't know what the hell happened. Here's one thing, John. And Jamie and I were talking about this in the hallway, and it kind of just popped into my head. I said something to the effect of, I don't know if he wants to even play basketball anymore. And Jamie said, yeah, but he wants to collect a paycheck. What if that's exactly it? What if he doesn't want to play basketball anymore? But he does want to collect the paycheck.
Well, he has to play here or play somewhere else.
Well, right now, he doesn't have to play at all. I mean,
This will air out. This is going to air out. The Sixers would have a grievance if he's not.
Yeah.
Because he's past his physical.
Yeah.
He has nothing wrong with him.
No, it doesn't appear.
So.
This whole thing. And look,
it's such a strange story.
I said to you earlier, it is a petty part of me that I don't mind them dogging him a little bit because I cannot stand the situation of turning your back on people. If you want it out, I can understand that. Many people have wanted out. You go to them and you say, hey, can we work something out that I get out of here? The way he handled this, or allowed this to be handled, I should say, this summer, it's ridiculous.
Well, nobody...
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Historically in the NBA, Anthony Davis, James Harden, Jimmy Butler, these guys that force their way out of situations are forcing their way out of losing situations. Ben Simmons is on the cusp of being a part of a great team, and he's asking out. Like, it's a different situation than others in the NBA. Nobody asks out of winning situations. As a max contract player,
no winner does.
No, this is so odd and embarrassing for Ben.
Kawhi, like,
his was a medical issue.
No, he wanted to work out on his own.
Yeah, he wanted.
But I mean, he asked out of a winning organization
because the
championship organization.
Yeah, but he felt as though he wasn't able to rehab and handle his career threatening injury the way he and his medical consultants felt.
And then he did it again in Toronto.
Well, he was a free agent.
I understand, but he didn't want to be a part of that championship organization.
Yeah. Hey, he won a championship, so let me go where...
He's done it twice.
Yeah, but he didn't force his way out of Toronto. He just signed somewhere else. I've never seen this, and I wonder how much of this stays with Ben Simmons. Like, I know he's going to go to a new team, and it's going to be rose petals and sunshine and all that. The teammates, there's no way they don't look at him like, the hell's this guy's deal? This is going to stick with him. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, like Jimmy Butler.
It is embarrassing.
Jimmy Butler called out teammates and stuff like that and got traded and all that stuff. But
kind of right.
I don't want to say he's a winner because Jimmy Butler hasn't won. But
he strives for a winning situation.
Exactly. You know,
I think Jimmy's all about Jimmy.
He is.
Yeah.
But he wants to be in a winning situation.
He wants to be in a winning situation, but he still wants it to be all about Jimmy.
Sure.
I think I don't consider him to be a.
Ben Simmons doesn't want to be in a winning situation because he's running from one.
He just wants money. He wants the money.
Oh, no question about that.
He wants the lifestyle. He shows you, every time he's criticized publicly, he shows you, look at my lifestyle. Look at my lifestyle. Look how I'm living. Look at the cars I have. Look at the house I have. Look at the women I'm hanging out with. Look where I'm going. I'm jetting to Wimbledon. That's all he cares about. He cares about being Insta-famous. That's what he cares about.
That's why the question that I would ask is kind of all-encompassing. Why don't you want to be here? I don't want to get into like, hey, well, what about these cars? Are you showing off?
Right.
Don't give him too much to think about. Make your questions short and simple and make him answer them.
Let me see what L in North Philly has to say. L, what's going on this morning? Welcome to the Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on? My thing is, I blame the Sixers in all of this. And it's Maury. The reason Ben is still here is this misguided notion that Ben is somehow going to give you an all-star back. That's not really going to happen. The NBA, the last impression of Ben was, max player that refused to shoot in the fourth quarter. There is no value for that.
There's value. So, it's just not what they think it is.
Yeah, exactly. That's my thing. They're overvaluing.
So we can stop the Dame talk.
Yeah, those are dead.
Exactly. All of that. That was never going to happen. The only reason, if Ben was gone, the Sixers could move on. And for me, it's a basketball thing. I don't care about all of the stuff he went through, because I'm not mad at Ben, because I didn't want him here after last season. So the fact that he doesn't want to be here, to me, that's a win-win for me. Get rid of him. Get the best deal you can for him. It's not going to be what you feel as though he's going to get back, because he's not that player anymore.
He's not. He can't. We got to run up against it. But he's not that player anymore.
No.
I mean, he's not. And the Sixers... The Sixers didn't. I can't give the Sixers a pass on this.
They overvalued him, and
I can't give them a pass on any way that they've handled this from the beginning of his career to now. And I think that they've handled this off season, just this whole season right now, that they're going through the motions and making this, and nobody has a voice. You can go and you can criticize. Anybody can criticize. We already know what his market value is. It's not going to change by being criticized. Somebody finding their voice and saying, you know what? Look at what we're being asked to go through right now. And that would unify people.
Now,
if someone on the team stood up against Ben Simmons and verbalized what they're thinking as a unit.
Oh, they're already unified.
That would unify a team even more.
I think it's been done behind closed doors.
Yeah, that's going to happen. I can't believe physical confrontations haven't happened.
You have to be an adult. I understand that. But, man, I don't know. I'd be hard-pressed.
We have a lot coming your way. Could things be getting worse for this local team? Plus, could there be a positive in this whole Ben Simmons saga? We'll get to it coming up. It's the John Kincaid Show here on The Fanatic. It was a little chilly this morning. But was it chilly in your house? I wasn't chilly till I got out of my house. Because you know what? You need great windows. And you need Window Nation windows. And Window Nation has got a great plan for you. You go to windownation.com and you start doing your window shopping. Because every window that you've got in your house right now, they can replace with a beautiful, dependable window. They're going to measure it 3 times. It's got every color, every style, every type. You want the grids in the window? Do you want no grids in the window? They've got it all. So go window shopping at windownation.com. Then take advantage of a great deal. Buy 2 windows, get 2 free. No money down, no payments, no interest for 24 months. So we're talking about 2023 fall before they start knocking on your door for money. And with over 1 million windows installed and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, you can count on these folks to do a spectacular job for you. You know your house is going to be freezing this winter. And you know your heating and cooling costs each year are driving you nuts. How about 2 free years of taking care of benefits while you're not paying for your beautiful new windows? Call 866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION. Go to windownation.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.